So, guys, you know I've been drinking a little bit of Peroni. Yeah, so what? And I thought we'd take a look at the state of Femmons today. And you know, I thought that Femmons knew how to turn men on. All they seem to be doing right now is turning men off. That's because they're showing who they really are. They're full of lies, deceit, scams. And also they're trying to extort money from men everywhere. Oh, now, many years ago, Femmons used to know when to keep stum. You know, they used to date this guy and used to play her all nicey-nicey. And you gotta give it to them, they had some patience. Until the wedding ring went on the finger. Then the Femmons seemed to change radically. That's because that was her whole game plan. And now there wasn't any need for the facade. Because even when the marriage doesn't work out, she still wins. As they all do at the end. But generally speaking, it's the disrespect that Femmons seem to have for males. It's almost hatred. And in a lot of cases, it is. And it's no wonder men are walking away from Femmons and staying away from them completely. They've turned into very spiteful, vindictive, and very, very angry people. They're very unhappy. And if you think back, look how goddamn easy they had it many, many years ago. Most men used to worship them. Now men are running like hell away from them. And of course, Femmons are blaming the men as usual, when really, they've done it all themselves. And I personally don't see any way back for Femmons. They really have screwed the pooch. One of the first things Femmons should do is start taking accountability. If they're not willing to do that first step, then they definitely are doomed to a lonely life with cats. Of course, on the other hand, men are blooming like flowers in the desert. They actually have it better than they ever have done for quite a few centuries. You see, Femmons thought they were so important to males that males would miss them terribly. And they would crawl back into the harness. But men have realized that trotting around in a small, fenced-off area is nowhere as good as jumping the fence and having the whole world. Femmons will have to offer males something very, very special. How about stop lying and deceiving? Would be a wonderful start to even consider cohabitation. The trouble is, Femmons haven't got it, and males are no longer going to help them get it. Enjoy your lives, gentlemen. Finally. Take it easy.